Ramayana, Act 3, Chapter 13, The Final Battle. Scene 1. Sushena once again revives Lakshman. As Ravana retreated in fear, Ram went back to Lakshman. He dropped down by his side and cradled the prince's head in his hands. Lakshman seemed dead. The wound in his chest looked terrible, and Lakshman did not appear to be breathing. Choked with tears, Ram spoke aloud, giving vent to his grief. "Oh, how painful it is to see my beloved brother in such a state. My strength is deserting me as I look upon him lying here. Even if I were to win this fight, I will not feel any joy without Lakshman. Indeed, this prince has followed me through thick and thin. If he has now departed for the regions of death, then I too shall follow him." Ram lamented loudly for some time. What would he say to Sumitra if he returned without Lakshman? How could he face Bharata and Shatrughna? Why, surely they would censure him for failing to protect his younger brother. It would be better to give up his own life than hear the reproaches of those most dear to him. Ram fell weeping to the ground. Hanuman raised him up, comforting him. He called for Susena, the Vanara physician. Perhaps Lakshman would respond to the physician's treatment of celestial herbs. Susena approached the fallen prince and examined him carefully. He looked up at Ram and spoke. "See, your brother still lives. His body luster has not departed yet, and I can detect the movement of his life air and the beating of his heart. But he does need urgent treatment." Susena asked for more of the celestial herbs which Hanuman had fetched from the Himalayas. The herbs were brought quickly, and Susena administered them to Lakshman. By the divine power of the herb Sanjeeva Karani, the prince slowly returned to consciousness. Then Susena carefully administered the Vishalya Karani, Aushadi and Sandini. Together they healed Lakshman's grievous wound and repaired his body. Slowly, he sat up and looked around. Ram was overjoyed. He pressed Lakshman to his bosom with tears in his eyes. "By good fortune, you have been saved from the jaws of death. If you had died, I would not have been able to carry on with this fight." Lakshman feigned to hear his brother speak in that way. "Oh, my brother, you have taken a solemn vow to kill Ravana and install Vibhishan on the throne of Lanka. You should not make that false for any reason. Oh, great hero, fulfill your vow at once. Let us today see the evil Ravana lying dead on the battlefield, cut down by your arrows." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.